It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Another Colorado county has tightened pandemic restrictions. The new rules in Chaffee County took effect Monday. KRCC's Elena Rivera reports.
The county's coronavirus cases stand at a two-week incident rate of 319 per 100,000 people as of this past weekend. That's in part due to an outbreak at Buena Vista Correctional Complex. County Public Health Director Andrea Carlstrom says she's encouraging people to think of the community when making choices to get together with people over the next few weeks.
That's the tough part, to know that there are still people dying. And if we could just hold strong for a little bit longer, then we have the chance to actually save lives.
The county's mitigation plan includes 25% capacity for places of worship, as well as indoor and outdoor events. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
An important part of Colorado's election security process is underway. Counties are auditing the results of their ballot scanning machines. To do that, they re-enter data from randomly selected ballots to ensure their votes were accurately recorded the first time. Denver's Election Division is tweeting out videos of the process, which involves teams double-checking the results out loud.
115 yes, 116 yes, 117 yes.
The final results of this year's election will be certified November 30th. Donald Trump's failure to acknowledge his election loss and cooperate with the incoming administration can erode future trust in U.S. elections, according to DU International Studies professor Tim Sisk. He studies fragile democracies around the world. Sisk tells Colorado Matters that political leaders, especially those who capitalize on ethnic divisions, can drive social polarization.
We have a term called the ethnic entrepreneur, and that's the political leader who sort of sows fear and distrust in order to advance their aims.
Sisk also says the record voter turnout this year is a reflection of just how polarized the U.S. is politically. Hate crimes in Colorado spiked last year, according to new numbers from the FBI. Between 2018 and 2019, hate crimes jumped more than 70%, with 210 incidents reported last year. Hate crimes are crimes directed at people because of their race or sexual orientation, religion, or gender identity. This is CPR News.